And if Springfest is making a return, it is connected to something to do with the Walton Arts Center. We'll talk about that in a moment with Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
First full day of spring.
Yeah. Everybody was talking about the first day of spring yesterday, and I went, wait, I thought it was the 21st. But.
Well, generally it is, and sometimes mm-hmm. the equinox does fall on the 21st. This right. year was the morning of the 20th, so right. I'm calling this the first full day.
I can go with that, although I do wish yeah. it was a little more springish.
Is it quiet for you guys at your place?
Well, it is technically quiet on the stage. There's not much mm-hmm. going on the stage, but as is typically the case, it's pretty busy in the office. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we don't have anything going on at the WAC until – I believe it is next week where Garrison Keillor will be here.
Right. Are there any tickets for that?
If they are, they might be singles.
Okay.
Not very many. So that one you might need to, you know, try to call in a couple times and get the scoop on the waiting list and all of that. That's the Thursday that I believe that is the 28th of March. On Friday, Saturday, the 30th, Circa, which is the mm-hmm. next show on our 10x10 art series, will be happening. That is also, I believe, sold to capacity at this point. So, again, keep calling if you really want to come, because sometimes tickets do open up. And that's all we got for March. And then we go right into April, where things get, I would say, pretty busy. Our first Walton Arts Center show in April will be the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater. That's two performances on Saturday, April 6th. That's a Saturday, so great, perfect, like, family outing kind of thing. And Gregory Popovich is a circus trained, he's a clown, he's a acrobat, mm-hmm. and he creates this show with rescue pets. Geese, ducks, rabbits, dogs, cats, the whole thing. And I think it sounds kind of delightful in a slightly, it's probably a little bit corny, honestly.
Sure.
But I'm sure it's wonderful. And kids, my gosh, kids are going to love it.
I imagine this is whenever you describe the show, I think of the boardwalk in Atlantic City. I think of a place where you can go in and, yep. and watch someone's rescue pets. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah.
But it just seems sort of old-time entertainment.
I agree. And that's a better word than corny, goodness.
They can dovetail.
But,
corny can
but
be
it
okay.
means, you know, yeah. it's like, yeah, this kind of entertainment has been around for hundreds of years.
Right. And you would have seen this on vaudeville.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And plus they're rescue pets. And, you know, many of us, you and I know we have a yes. thing for rescue pets.
Yes, we do.
but April 6th is that. That's a Saturday. And then the following Tuesday, we'll kick off Anything Goes, the next show in our Broadway series. Cole Porter. I just keep coming across things that make me just so excited to see this show. It's produced by Roundabout Theater Company, which is, I think, the only nonprofit producing house on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And so most Broadway houses are commercial. They're for profit. Mm-hmm. Roundabout is nonprofit. And so we love the idea that we can have them touring and they can come in. But the show is probably one of the best designed that I've seen, you know, in a couple of years.
Equity show and all that.
Yes.
Nonprofit does not mean anything
yes.
but nonprofit.
Correct. It
yeah.
just means that their business structure is different than a commercial theater. But in terms of artistic quality, I mean, it's the best I've seen. I mean, the costumes are glorious. The tap dancing. The set is this giant white. This show is set on a cruise ship,
mm-hmm.
and the set is a two-story cruise ship. So like you're on the deck of the actors and the singers are on the deck of the ship, and you can see the smokestacks and the railings. And so it's a very multi-leveled set. It's all white, so when the lights change, it's really dramatic and beautiful, and it's wonderful. So that runs from April 9th through the 14th, seven performances of that. We do not have an evening performance on the Sunday that ends the run. Let's see. Theater Squared will start their next show, Next to Normal, on April 18th. It's a fantastic Broadway musical, new Broadway musical that is now touring out to regional theater. I'm sure we'll talk about that.
And that'll be interesting for T2.
Mm-hmm.
They've done musicals before. They did
Last 5 years. They did I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, I think. Did they do that?
Did they do that? I don't remember. But
there
was the one that was also from here that had Threepenny Acre doing the music.
Oh, of course. Sundown Town.
Sundown Town.
Right, right.
But this is an
actual musical.
Right.
Like, where Sundown Town, I think,
had a narrative.
Play with music
and, right.
kind of thing. But Next to Normal, I mean, it only came out 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. And it just kind of rocked the world of Broadway because it's a very modern, it's a modern story, but it's also a very current feel to the show. It's one of my favorites. The music in it is fantastic. So that's April 18th through May 12th, and we will have our second Caravan Sarai performance on April 19th. This is featuring music from Morocco. Mm-hmm. Little Big Town will be at the Amp on April 19th as well. And then the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour will be here on April 20th. And that's Christian McBride and another really good jazz name that I can't remember. Shoot. Well, we'll get that next time.
It just escaped me. I'll think of it in a moment. But before you and I had the conversation, Antoinette talking with organizers from Springfest, it was dormant last year. It's back, and it's mixed in with Trail Mix,
which
is part of Artisphere.
Yes.
And Artisphere's slate of events can be found now at
artisphere.org. Yep. Really fun lineup this year. There's sort of four areas of programming for Artisphere. There's what we're calling it's kind of like live music and more, where we've got lots of great concerts at Trail Mix and at the First Thursday, First Friday and some concerts up at Cooper and Thorn Crown Chapel. But Trail Mix, which is the one that coincides with Springfest this year, is our third or our fourth year doing Trail Mix. And this is probably one of the most unique things that we have managed to come up with as part of Artisphere. Basically, what happens with Trail Mix is we take a bunch of different bands and we put them on our trails. The past couple of years, we've had Trail Mix out at Lake Fayetteville. So you've needed a bike to get from station to station. And then last year was the first year we took it up to the Crystal Bridges trails. This year, we're going to have Trail Mix will have two phases, basically. The Fayetteville phase will be down here on Frisco Trail, right walking next to the studio.
Right.
And then we'll go back up to Crystal Bridges for the afternoon portion
of it. So it's same day.
Mm-hmm.
And if it rains on that Saturday, it Sunday.
We've got the rain date for Sunday. Yep.
But if you're on the Frisco Trail in Fayetteville and you hear someone you really like,
mm-hmm.
you go up to Bentonville the next
and hear them again.
And hear them again.
Yeah, and then I think what's fun this year is I think there's more, like I believe there's at least seven or eight bands that are going to, you know, between the two sites, you know, we'll be playing. And it's going to be a mix. That's what I love about it. Like, we'll bring in some bands that people will have never heard or seen before, but they're just really awesome. But then we'll also have local groups like Three Penny, Acre, and Still in the Hill. And
fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Jack Hanna will be
will be there weekend.
That weekend, very weekend.
That one is not free. That one you have to buy a ticket for. But
and he's bringing animals with him.
He will have animals, and our gallery exhibitions will be animal featured as well.
So does that mean the green room, where you usually have musicians, or the green room will be full of falcons or koala bears or whatever?
If I remember correctly, our shop. Which is where all of our storage is and where some of our building gets done. When he was here last time, I believe that was sort of a menagerie back there, you know, just crates and animals everywhere. They will probably keep the green room for the humans.
If people want to know anything else.
WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600, or you can come and visit us at the box office. We might not know everything.
Right.
But we know most everything about events at Walton Arts Center.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks.